News at one. So it's likely that the new COVID variant Omicron is already in Ireland, according to Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly, who told Virgin Media this lunchtime that there are 11 suspect cases being investigated at the moment. The scientific community, he said, is investigating if the new variant is more transmittable, more severe, and what impact the vaccine might have on it. More on that shortly, but first, two antigen tests which will be made available for use in primary school children from today. Parents or guardians are being asked to contact their child's school principal immediately if they receive a COVID-19 positive test result for their child. Let's talk to Brian Collins now, who's principal of Scolnaeve Feicin in Termon Feicin in County Louth and also director with the Irish Primary Principals Network. A very good afternoon to you, Brian Collins, and thanks for taking our call this afternoon. So this new antigen test regime for primary school children, it's coming into effect from today. In your own school, what's been happening so far?
Well, you're right, Brian. The new program has been introduced today. So we, first of all, before we came in today, at the latter end of last week, we made parents aware of the new program and just gave them some information as to how it was going to work starting today. So what's happening today is from this morning, if a parent contacts me to inform me that their child has tested positive for COVID-19, there are a number of steps I then take. The first is that I go and refer to the pod list in the classroom that the child usually is in. And if there are two, three, four, five children in their pod, then I'm required to send an initially a text to those parents directing them to a more detailed letter. And thereafter, the parents follow the instructions about the antigen tests that are being provided by the government.
So the tests, then, we know are carried out by the parents. It's up to them. From the point of view of the school, is there a follow up? Are you insisting that children are tested and are only allowed back in the classroom if they have a clear antigen test that it's negative?
No, the procedure is that it isn't mandatory that the parents have to use antigen tests. The most important thing is, of course, is that the children do not come to school if they are in any way symptomatic or have any respiratory problems. But the once the parents ring the free phone number and order the tests, which they can do, once the tests arrive, then they can test their children on day one, day three, and day five. Now, the children can still come to school during this period of time, assuming that they're free of symptoms. Having done those tests, then the parents then will have some confidence that their children have not picked up the infection. But it is a voluntary system, so that there is no requirement for parents to do the antigen testing with the children. But it is an extra measure, and obviously anything that will increase the safety in schools, we would welcome.
So far you've had one confirmed case in one classroom pod. What happens if there are separate confirmed cases in two or more pods in a classroom?
So the procedure is, as I said to your researcher earlier on, just this morning, which is I expected, because obviously there are it's quite usual in schools now that we get regular calls from parents. But so the procedure is if one child test positive at a pod, the children in that pod are offered the opportunity of getting the antigen test. If another child in the classroom in a separate pod, if we're informed that they have tested positive, then the procedure is that everybody in the classroom, in that class bubble, so it could be 24, 25, 30 children, will be offered the opportunity to do the antigen test. So parents, all of the parents in that particular classroom then get the same letter and are offered the antigen test to do with their children.
Brian, are you seeing more cases in children in your school than in previous waves of this disease?
Oh, absolutely. There is. I think it's widely known that since the contact tracing and testing was taken out of schools at the end of September, the numbers have mushroomed, and there's a massive increase. I think particularly this year as well. Obviously, there's some scientific reason for it, but I see lots and lots more cases of children of primary school age, and I think that's our broad experience across all primary schools in this area. We're in a network here in the Northeast with 60 or 70 other primary school principals, and we're all seeing the same thing, a massive increase in the numbers of primary school children. Now, thankfully, the symptoms aren't very severe, and that's a blessing that the children aren't becoming very ill themselves by and large. But there is no doubt that they're, you know, transmitting the virus to family members and maybe to classmates and to teachers, which is another big concern.
Yeah. Now, I mean, principals have been looking for a resumption of contact tracing, but given what's been put in place now with the antigen tests, are you still saying that there should be a return to that process?
Well, I think so. I think, Brian, because of the fact there is no obligation for parents to return the results of the antigen tests, you know, there's no requirement for them to carry out the antigen tests. And secondly, having done the antigen test, there's no requirement for parents to return the results of the antigen tests. So it's going to be very difficult for the department to in any way measure the transmission in schools. So I think it's a no-brainer that, you know, to get accurate numbers in schools, that the contact tracing has to come back.
Just a final question, Brian Collins, in relation to this recommendation from NPHET for children from third class up to wear masks in the classroom. Now, the government, we understand, is considering that recommendation and may make a decision. What would be your own view?
Well, personally, I think, you know, our priority is the children's health and well-being, and, you know, if there's anything we can do to maximise the children's attendance at school and to ensure continuity of provision of learning experiences for them and protecting themselves, our school communities, their parents, I think anything we can do would be more than welcome. And, you know, children are very, very adaptable, you know, and it's, I think, you know, several countries on the continent have this system in place. So I think there will certainly be a little bit of getting used to this, the wearing of masks, but I think children will take to it, and I think anything that will improve the safety in schools and the wider community would be more than welcome.
Very good. Brian Collins, Principal of Scolnea Feckin in County Louth and Director of the Irish Primary Principals Network, thank you for that.